the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The clock is ticking for ag leaders to hammer out a farm bill acceptable to both houses and the president. As reported in Western Farm Press, with principal players in the House, Texas Republican Mike Conaway and Minnesota Democrat Colin Peterson, and the Senate, Kansas Republican Pat Roberts and Michigan Democrat Debbie Stabenow, the question remains who else will step forward to lead the way. If the House wants welfare reform more than it wants to pass a farm bill, it could be an insurmountable task. The food industry's most powerful lobbying group, the Grocery Manufacturers of America, has a new rival in its efforts to influence lawmakers. According to AgWeb.com, four companies, Danone, Mars, Unilever, and Nestle, have joined forces to form the Sustainable Food Policy Alliance. The power group plans to champion foods they determine are sustainable and healthy. The spat between GMA and the four companies began last year when Nestle, the world's largest food company, announced it was leaving GMA over disagreements over responding to changing consumer tastes and desires. Tariffs are beginning to hurt U.S. fruit exporters. Washington Apple Commission President Todd Fryhofer tells The Packer during the last 2 weeks of June, Washington apple exports to Mexico were off about 40% compared with the same 2 weeks a year ago. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue has talked about a potential mitigation plan to help growers deal with retaliatory tariffs and hopes to work out the details by Labor Day. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.